Tom Hunter is using a wheel hoe to break up the soil on Turner Farm, the area's largest certified organic farm. He's preparing to plant spinach in a bed that already has lettuce, baby kale, chard, celery, and more. Just down the path is the farm's state-of-the-art kitchen designed to teach community and health professionals how to cook tasty foods that are good for you. Turner Executive Director Robert Edmiston shows off a refurbished barn. In one room, there are two big screen monitors, and in the other are cameras and cooking equipment.
The chef has 8 gas burners. The chef has a grill right there. The chef has 2 induction burners over there. And underneath the counter, he or she has an oven, and then 4 ovens on the back wall.
There are spots for 8 around the large island. Others can watch on big screen TVs. Through the farm's partnership with UC's Center for Integrative Health and Wellness, medical, nursing, and pharmacy students will learn the benefits of food so they in turn can teach their patients. Dr. Sean Cotton, director of the Integrative Center, says incorporating healthy food can prevent and help treat disease.
Rather than, oh, by the way, just eat anything you can, or just, you know, it doesn't really matter. It really does matter, and you have an opportunity multiple times a day to really be very thoughtful about eating, for example, an anti-inflammatory diet.
Cotton says 69 medical schools are part of what's called the Academic Consortium of Integrative Medicine and Health. UC is also a member of a National Teaching Kitchen Collaborative. It was a Harvard doctor who in the late 1990s partnered with the American Culinary Association. Dr. David Eisenberg has a goal of building teaching kitchens in all hospitals, schools, and businesses. He spoke at UC and Turner Farm Friday on the importance of health professionals learning about food and then passing their knowledge on to their patients.
And I think in that moment where people realize it's not difficult, it's not expensive, it doesn't take a lot of time, and it's fun and fabulous, something shifts.
He says people know what they're eating isn't healthy, but often they feel stuck. Making a change requires motivational interviewing, and Eisenberg wants doctors to do it.
So if I said to you, tell me about, paint a picture of yourself at your healthiest. How old were you? What did you look like? What kind of movement and exercise were you doing? What was your mental state like? Everybody's got a different picture. But if I then said, what do you miss about that? What would you like to go back to? What would you give up? Or what are you ambivalent about giving up to get there? And how motivated are you to take the first step? That's a different kind of conversation.
Turner Farm's Robert Edmiston has attended Eisenberg's popular education conference, Healthy Kitchens, Healthy Lives.
This country has not been a food culture country, and we need to revisit that. And at Turner Farm, we do believe in food. We believe in re-embracing an intimacy with food, understanding where your food is coming from and being involved in where it's coming from and being involved in managing that.
Dr. Cotton is doing her part to train UC health professionals and is preparing to bring them to the teaching kitchen.
And I always say, if we don't teach them anything but just to give a medication, that's all they know. We have to teach them the value of nutrition.
Dr. Eisenberg is encouraged by UC's enthusiasm and points to the university's strong emphasis on the biosciences.
So instead of focusing only on the diagnosis and treatment of disease, University of Cincinnati Medical School, in association with this new Turner Farm Teaching Kitchen, could actually teach all of the elements of the consummate physician of the future. They could do that.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.